Brian Hogevane, Brian the Cashman, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, John, and how are you doing?
I'm always glad you're here early, because in case this ever happens, you get to sit down in the chair early tonight.
It's my pleasure.
An extended Brian the Cashman.
That's right, that's right.
I think about you all the time. Well, number one, at the start of the show, you smartly sponsored the price of gold and silver that we read at the top of every program. Is that a surprise to you?
No.
I was going to say, because you're writing the check, which we appreciate. But the point being that you do that because that's a great reminder for people of how high these prices are.
Yes, they are.
And Brian, every time I think we're not going to go higher, we go higher. Yeah. When we got to 3,000, I thought, well, that's going to sell off. I thought the same thing at 32, 34. Now we're at 3,600. What's going on?
Just out there in the world. It's just people's uncertainty with all the turmoil and stuff that's happening. You know, the concrete has always been, the go-to has always been gold.
Mm-hmm.
I always push for physical gold versus, you know, necessarily, let's say, on paper. It's just always been a medium of trade since man has existed.
Wait. What do you mean? Like, you want either the physical gold in your possession?
In your possession.
As opposed to, so what I have, and this is not a recommendation, but I have like a ETF or something that is tied to the price of gold.
That's correct.
That I've invested in. And it is, in theory, going to ride the price of gold, but you would rather have the physical.
The physical, actual metal in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's just the way.
Well, give me some then. You've got a lot.
I'll be happy to sell you some, John.
I'll sell it. Yeah, I was hoping for a little gift there. But yeah, so people always want it, and it is really the true hedge. Everyone thought Bitcoin would be a hedge, and maybe it will one day, but for the most part, Bitcoin goes down when the markets go down and up, not always one-to-one, but similar. Gold remains the hedge.
Yeah, there's definitely money to be made on Bitcoin the same, but if you just look historically, gold has literally been a medium of trade since the beginning of man.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
The first one?
Yeah,
as soon as
gold has been discovered, somebody else, just the allure of it, the look of it, just the, you know, we meaning, you know, history has gone through and seen where it has just always been revered as something, demanded, wanted. It's always been an exemplar for the royalty, for, you know, in religious icons. You know, you see the gilt frames, the gilt churches, the gilt crosses, you know, the crowns that are made out of gold. It's always been there.
I think that longevity helps bedrock it as hedge, because there's been other things at times that are flash in the pans. That is what the currency should be.
Sadly to say, tulips, being from Dutch extraction myself,
yes.
You know, I wish it was the tulips. It stayed and remained, but they didn't. They are beautiful flowers nonetheless. But tulips at one point in time were worth more than gold.
Yeah. 312-91-7200. You know the phone number. You know the man. You know what we were looking for. The things that you have that you want to find out if they're worth anything. As always, condition matters, and you got to bring it in and have Brian take a look.
Got to look at it. Got to see it.
Might be worth more. Might be worth less, depending on when he actually looks at it. These are not guaranteed prices. Yada yada. All that stuff. Let's go to the text line 847. I've got a Fox Mulder from the X Files figurine. It's an original container, never opened, 28 years old. Now the X Files isn't at the level of a Star Wars, but I bet there's X-Files collectors out there.
There absolutely is collectors out there for X-Files. And again, you know, you had touched on it already. Condition does make a factor and does make a decision in the value of the item. And of course, you know, the question's a little open. There's numerous different manufacturers that did make a figure for the X-Files, depending on which one it is. It could be something relatively, you know, inexpensive in the $20 range. It could be a rarer piece that might be in the, you know, low $100 range.
Okay.
Yeah.
773, does the Cashman do Pokemon cards?
Yes, I will look at your Pokemon cards.
Are they worth things?
Absolutely.
What's the most expensive Pokemon card out there? The coveted one.
The coveted one would be the first edition or first series, Charizard.
Charizard.
Yes.
And Bulbasaur?
Not Bulbasaur, but the absolute gem mint 10 exemplars of those cards have fetched over $250,000.
Whoa! That's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get one quick call here before we take the break for the news. Tim, got 20 seconds. What do you have?
a hockey stick autographed by Tony Esposito, Bobby Hull, and Stan Mikita. It's not game used. Got it somewhere from a garage sale maybe 10 years ago.
Garage sale.
Awesome buy, my friend. That's great. That nice. Sounds like a fantastic piece. We'd love to see it.
Can you authenticate it?
We can do a preliminary, but obviously the final authentication would be done by PSA, Beckett, or JSA.
Three big names. If it's authenticated and good quality?
$100 to $300.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Brian the Cashman. Brian the Cashman, Mr. Hogevane, and you're at 16 West Ogden in Westmont, and your number is 630-969-9600. People can call and text you, but they can also call and text us right now. You ready for some phone calls?
Absolutely.
Let's find out how much your stuff might be worth. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, you're on WGN.
Yes. I have some Beatles posters that are like door length. I think it was a promotion back in the day with like Heinz ketchup or something.
That's quite possible. They had many different sponsors. If it's an original poster, you know, one contemporary from, so be from the 60s, does have a good potential to have some value. As far as the exact value or price, it, really you got to bring that one in. Condition is going to play a factor on that. And I would be absolutely love to take a look at that for you.
Okay. And you're in, not Downers Grove, but Westmont.
Right next door
to me in Downers, Nancy. He's in Westmont. It's just west of Cass. On Ogden, 16 West Ogden in Westmont.
Yes, sir. North side of Ogden.
Yes. If you're on the Potbelly, you're on the wrong side of the street, Nancy. You go to the north side, okay?
Okay.
And we'll send go ahead.
One other quick one. California raisins.
Oh.
The little figurines they gave. Was that Wendy's that was doing the promo? They're neat. If you have a full set, it might be worth a few bucks. You're more than welcome to bring that with you as well.
Bring on in, Nancy. The 847, 1897 $5 U.S. coin in a gold holder. What is that? They got a picture of it, too.
Oh, let me. I'm so sorry, John. Let me pull that right up.
Yeah.
So that would be a Liberty, what is known as a $5 Liberty gold coin.
Mm-hmm.
They are not 24 karat gold.
Okay.
But they do contain 90% gold. The bezel, you know, from the picture, obviously, it would have to, you know, actually take, you know, look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's made out of gold, so that'll add to the value. But, you know, you're that piece there could be $800 to
$1,000. Wow.
Easily, yeah.
Okay, 847, come to Brian the Cash Man. The 630 just under it says, I think you just answered my question. 24-karat gold-plated bar, Ovaltine Villa Park.
Yes.
What's that about?
We've had a few of those. It's an advertising piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ovaltine used to be out of Villa Park, I know. Yeah.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
So it's right by my house.
Yeah, Mary showed me all around Villa Park.
Yeah.
So wait, Ovaltine stamped gold bars as advertising for themselves?
It was like a little bar that was, you know, out of gold. I believe it had like a little wooden case. And,
Is it worth anything?
A few bucks. It's a neat item, neat collectible, nothing crazy.
Oh, wait. So there's not actual gold?
No. Plated. Electroplated. Let's make it very clear. Electroplated so it's even thinner.
Okay. So any value is the novelty.
It's the novelty of it, yeah.
I was like, that's 6 ounces of gold. Then I read it was 6 ounces of Ovaltine gold.
Right.
It's like Monopoly money.
Correct.
In a way.
Oh, yeah. There it is again. I see the box, the picture.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't see the picture.
Did you not hear me say scroll down a little bit, Brian?
No.
You got to be listening. We're a little off today, Brian. Let's get back on, okay?
I'm on.
Glenn's going to help us. Glenn, what do you have?
I have a 5x7 autographed print of the Long Ranger, wood frame, glass covered. But in the bottom, it's Community Centers. The logo of the Community Centers used to be a chain of stores in Chicago, pre-Kmart.
Oh.
Probably the 50s or 60s. And it's an autographed picture of the Long Ranger.
Yeah. Is it probably a preprint?
Probably. I don't think it's, you know.
A live signature?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool, neat advertising piece. You know, probably has a value around 10 bucks.
Okay. Glad to hold on to it or bring it on in. We got to get to traffic and weather time. And then more questions for Brian the Cashman. 312-981-7200, our phone number, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. His address, 312-981-7200. let's go to the phone line. Sorry, Brian. Let's go to Nick. Nick, what do you have?
How you doing? I got three items. Number one, I got Nelson Fox and
autograph book, the common, probably about 5x5. And I've got two separate footballs, one autographed by Brian Urlacher and the other autographed by Walter Payton.
All right. Those are great items.
Nice items. You know, again, quality of signature, quality of the item that's actually signed, you know, certification. You know, we don't need a certification to look or buy your item, you know, but it does affect the value. You know, those are great items, you know, and
Walter signed a lot of stuff. I can hear listeners saying it because they've heard the segment a bunch.
Yeah.
As our callers have demonstrated, Walter signed, because he was a nice man.
He was.
Signed so much
stuff.
He
signed for anyone and everyone.
And that's constantly. Great, but it has diminished a little bit the value of the signature. It's not nothing.
Yeah.
But.
Not that it's a zero or anything like that, you know. It's just the thing is with autographs. So for instance, like if Walter Payton signed a football, and he used a black Sharpie, or he used a gold pen, you know, or a silver, you know, Sharpie. That's going to make a difference in the
Between
value.
Between the three of them?
Absolutely.
What's the best
silver.
One?
Silver is usually what people like to see.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it pops against things?
Pops against it.
I thought black would be number one.
It doesn't, it won't fade.
The silver
paint pen won't fade.
Hold on. This is actually a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Because I see a lot of kids trying to get autographs at Hawks games and beyond. And they always, some kids ask me, and I'm like, this is going to diminish the value of whatever I'm signing. Seriously, they'll have other players sign, and I'm like, give me something else to sign. So then one day that they're not bringing it to Brian the Cash Man, and you're like, who's this guy? Anyways, they're always giving me black Sharpies.
Yeah.
Should they always be giving silver Sharpies?
The gold or the silver. Paint pens are the best.
Paint pens, gold or silver. That's what you should be giving your kids or yourselves to get the autographs.
Correct.
Boom. Reading, let's remember that. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a little takeaway for you. Okay, let's go to Charlie. Charlie, what do you have?
Well, I have a bunch of stuff. I have a Dick-assigned football.
Okay.
By anybody.
Nice.
I have a signed Blackhawk from Bobby Hole picture.
Okay.
Nice. Another guy who signed quite a bit.
Yeah. No, I realize that. But I also have one of the original Comiskey Park seats.
Cool. Is it a green colored seat?
It is a green colored seat with the number 14 on it.
All right. Fantastic.
Now, how about those old seats? Those worth anything?
Yeah, they do have a little value. Yeah, $7,500.
Oh, wow.
Most of them individually. You know, there's quite a bit of them. You know, the big thing is the logistics. If I wanted to try to, you know, sell something like that, you know, as a retailer, I'd either have to wait for someone to walk into the store, see it, really like it, and want it, or I'd have to try to ship it.
Yeah.
So that's where the difficulty kind of comes in. And they didn't have one or two seats in that stadium.
At 40-some thousand.
Yes. So there's a lot of them.
There are. Okay, let's go to Randy. Randy, what do you have?
I've got an original pinball glass from the Cubs pinball machine.
Just the glass.
And on there is just the glass now.
Just the glass, okay.
It's in a frame. And it's got Ryan Sandberg up there to bat, his number, and the score, and the time on the clock. As it, you know, it's got all the information in Wrigley Field all the way around it. I just was wondering if that was worth it.
Well, Brian's eyes lit up a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just that's really what it hits as.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's definitely a really, really interesting piece. Now, I don't have a value on the top of my head for something like that. It's something I have not come across, so... You know, if it's something you're interested in selling, I'm more than happy to, if you spend the time to bring it in, I'm more than happy to spend my time with you.
Would you be okay if maybe you looked into it and Randy called 630-969-9600 when you had a little more information?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, Randy, why don't you let him
look into that?
Look into it, give Brian a day or two or so, and you'll have a better answer, Randy, okay?
Great, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, what do you have?
I got a reproduction photograph of Ted Williams when he was playing on the Naval All-Stars in Hawaii during World War II.
Wow. Nice.
And my dad actually played on the team with him, and he was on second base and was shaking his hand and he's crossing home plate. And I actually got it signed by Ted Williams back and gave it to my dad for his 75th birthday.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's amazing.
30 years ago.
Wow, that's a fantastic piece.
Carrie, that's incredible.
That really is.
I could tell it's emotional, man.
And your dad played with them, huh?
He did.
Did your dad have any insight on Ted Williams?
He said that Ted Williams would bet anyone that he could turn off the shower handle in the bathroom and no one could turn it back on.
Wow.
Okay.
That's an interesting little...
A little nugget little, there.
Little nugget. I love little nuggets like that.
And he got the distinction of getting one at bat with the White Sox just prior to the war.
Nice.
Wow. Okay, nice. What do you think about something like that?
Oh, fantastic piece. I mean, it sounds like, Carrie, you witnessed the signature, so that's, you know... definitely a feather in your hat for that part, but Ted Williams, yeah, $300 to $500.
Okay, you know,
depending on how nice, clean, and clear, and all that stuff.
And Carrie, then that'll be a choice of maybe that's worth more to you than $300 to $500. I don't know, but that's a really cool piece.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thanks for sharing it.
Absolutely.
Probably. You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
630 texted a little bit ago. And they did it before we answered. Hey, does it matter what color Sharpie autographs are written in? We never gotten that question before. And then it just comes on up. Silver is the answer. Silver, not silver Sharpie, but silver what?
So, like a silver paint pen. But most of the silver Sharpies that are silver are a paint pen. They're a metallic. They have a metallic ink. They don't fade.
Okay.
They don't fade. So that's a huge plus.
815, I have 60 Barbie dolls in original boxes. Do you buy them? 60 Barbies. You want them, Brian?
Well, it's interesting because when the movie came out, there was definitely a spark of interest again, mm-hmm. and then it sort of tapered off again. So, you know, there are very specific ones that I would entertain. Kind of like need to know the list that you have. And absolutely a must is they must be absolutely mint condition in the original box, never removed.
Okay. I don't know if there's going to be a Barbie 2, but maybe if there is, it'll spike some interest. 1970s vintage Mickey Mouse telephone in cherry and working condition. Old telephones, Brian.
Well, so you have two things here. You got the phone collector and you have the Disney collector.
Okay.
So here's the thing. With a lot of the Disney products that were produced and made out there, they were never extremely expensive. They weren't, you know, they were just like everyone's, oh, I have an original Mickey Mouse watch. Well, those original Mickey Mouse watches back then were only a dollar or two, you know? And so today, because of the mass production and the quality that they really were, don't carry a massive value today. So the phone, definitely we like it because it's Disney. If it's in, you know, beautiful condition, clean, fully functioning, definitely has some value to it. And again, they were made inexpensively.
All right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I got a lot of other texts. We'll have to save it for Brian's next appearance. Get those phone calls in too again. Brian, take care. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John, for having me on today.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600. Brian the Cash Man, bring it in. Call him, text him, 630-969-9600.